اطاعة مصطفى meaning obedience to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما شاء الله.
And this is also something that is very very important. It's a right upon us. And in the Quran, clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if you obey the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's like obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the verse is, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has in fact obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's an Arabic proverb as well that, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مُطِيعٌ. The one who claims to love another person, he follows him. So again, it comes down to, you know, are we truthful in our claim of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That is dependent upon how much we follow him, how much we try to follow him in every single way that we can, how much of our daily lives are spent following him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alaihim ajma'in, we've heard these accounts before, but they refresh the faith as well. They went as far as leaving a farz namaz to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know the famous waqiyah of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting on his thigh and it's time for Asr Salah,
Allah,
and he can see the sun setting. And eventually the sun does set, but he does not disturb the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He obeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam awakens and sees that Sayyidina Ali is looking distressed, he asked him, what is wrong? Sayyidina Ali said, I didn't perform my Asr prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Allah, Ali was in your obedience and in my obedience as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you want to perform Asr as Adha or Qada? And we know the famous answer that this is the belief of Sayyidina Ali as well, that this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has power over bringing the sun back as well. So he said, I want to perform it as Adha. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once again brought the sun back. Sayyidina Ali performed his salah, Asr salah. And there's many, many other accounts like this. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu putting his life on the line when it was the time for migration in Ghari Thor. When he tried to fill every single hole, one hole was still remaining. He placed his heel on it, placed his life on the line. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is again resting until eventually there was a snake who was yearning to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a long, long time. So eventually bit the feet of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, and he began to cry. Tears fell upon the blessed face of Rasulullah sallam. And we know the whole account. This again was obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nothing should disturb the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's one Shari'i masala that if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls an ummati, he's in farz prayer. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls that ummati who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must straight away follow the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and leave.